In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10, Paul writes this, "I laid a foundation, and someone else is building on it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it." It was the summer of 2003. I had just finished my first year of seminary, and for the summer, Christy and I spent it in Branson, Missouri, so that I could work for her father, Terry, who owned his own construction company, building form walls and foundations for houses. Most of these homes were built in the Ozark Mountains on Table Rock Lake. I knew nothing about this type of work, so I received an education that summer. I would go out with Terry as he would measure and lay out footings for the form walls, how he would tie them together with locks and keys, and then mix and pour and shovel the concrete, and then finish with the flat work. My main job was to carry the form walls in and out of the hole and to shovel the concrete out of the truck into the form walls. 4 foot, 8 foot, 12 foot form walls, up and down. I wasn't his only worker. He would oftentimes employ a few guys who had just been released from prison, so I received a very diverse education that summer. And on some jobs, the terrain was too steep for a regular concrete truck to get into, so we would use a pump truck. And on those days, I remember this very vividly, he would walk around singing the old song, "Help Me, Rhonda." In the winter months, he would routinely sing the Merle Haggard song, "If We Make It Through December." Well, Terry was considered one of the best concrete men in that area. He had work lined up for months and months. And what made Terry such a great concrete man was his diligence, his precision, his attention to detail, and his concern for his work. Terry knew that when his job was finished, the total job was not complete. The framers would have to come in and do their job, and then the electricians and the plumbers and the sheetrockers. And Terry was very aware that if he didn't do his job right and with care, then those other guys would have a more difficult time doing their job, perhaps even compromising their work. The foundation work was critical to the overall work of building the house. The quality of the foundation set the pace for the quality of the rest of the house. No one builds shacks on solid foundations, and no one builds castles on the sand. So why is Paul so concerned with making sure the foundation is correct and that the church takes care in how they build upon it? The reason for the care and what's built upon it is directly related to the character of the foundation. If the foundation is wrong, then what is built upon it will be wrong. But if the church can see the strength and the sturdiness and the stability of the foundation, then she will take care to build a proper structure upon it. When you pray today, please remember Adam Batarse and his family, our missionaries in Florida. And also remember the Igbo Life Word broadcast that's heard in Nigeria.